Welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase, bringing you the best of our tri-state bluegrass music. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Well, welcome to the Glass City Opry Showcase. I'm your host, Sherry Checkle.
And I'm your other host, Jeff Birdwell.
And we're here to be hosty.
Yeah, we're here to host for the Glass City Opry
Podcast.
Show. That's right, for the podcast.
That's cool.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, I am too.
I am too.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking in that sort of royal we?
No, I'm just talking. It's exciting to be here and talk about our last show.
Yeah, it was a good show.
It was a very good show.
It was one of our best shows.
Yeah.
It really was.
It was.
High attendance.
That was one of the reasons it was one of the best shows.
Well, I mean, that helped.
We had a lot of people show up, which was fantastic.
I love the energy. When we have a big show, when there are all these people in the theater and the clapping and the encores and the excitement, and it's like a huge bluegrass party.
Oh, yeah.
It's wonderful.
No doubt.
I just love it.
Everybody was so excited and really enjoyed themselves. And it's just so neat to see that theater buzzing with
yes.
the excitement, you know, with people and having a good time and... It was great. What was the final count that we had?
220.
220.
Those are paid admissions. And since we changed our policy, that 15 and under children
right.
are free.
Yeah, that's right.
And that allows a lot of families, you know, it's a little hard times. And we
yep.
figure we don't want anybody to say, oh, I got like three teenagers, I can't come.
Right.
No, they can bring their teenagers too.
Sure can.
What the heck, you know?
That's right.
And so I would say there was probably closing into about 250 or so people.
Yep.
There were a lot of children there, a lot of people. It was wonderful.
It was
wonderful.
Great. Yep. No, it was great and just a wonderful night. We started out the night with the opening act.
The North End String Band.
Yep. Yep.
That was exciting to
that
have them
there.
That
was very exciting. They did a wonderful job and were very entertaining.
They were.
Yeah, they were.
It was
were.
Delightful to see them up there.
Yeah, it was.
I think it was funny how they kept bringing more and more Lawsons out of the
yeah,
audience.
Yeah, right.
I think that was fun.
Yeah, it
it's
was
like,
fun.
Here's another one. Oh, here's another one.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Yeah. No, that was great. And they were really neat about the way they set it up. And,
yeah.
Rob's, one of the band members, Rob's wife, got to come up and
yes.
sing. And then
his
sister came up and sang.
Yeah,
so,
that was very nice.
It was very neat. So that was good. Should we hear something from them?
Yes, something
right.
from the Opry.
Great.
Boss man said we got two more songs to go here. We got another special guest singer out in the crowd, and that's another Lawson. I'd like to introduce my little sister, Miss Sarah Beth Lawson.
This is one we learned from Mr. Bill Monroe. Well, he didn't know this. Ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Long, the nights are lonely. Since you left.
time.
Oh, they did a great job. Such a good job.
And the audience really responded well to them. So,
definitely.
Yeah, so that was a lot of
fun. That was their first really big performance. Yep. I mean, you know, they played a few little, you know, family gatherings and things like that, but they pretty much all play around the kitchen table.
Yep.
And I think they're just one of those little hidden gems of Toledo bluegrass.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the thing is they're all good players,
yes.
You know, and they play well together. They played it together for a long time.
Yeah.
But never much on stage, so.
It was neat.
It was very neat.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then after them, Carrie Varbel and Todd Varbel and their student,
Kristen,
came on and played a couple of songs.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was great. And, you know, it was just neat to have them up there. I didn't, like you said, I didn't realize that Carrie Varbel was the reigning Ohio State fiddle champion.
That's cool.
Which is very neat.
Yeah.
Right, somebody right here in town in the Toledo area is the 2008 reigning Ohio fiddle champion. And I think that's really neat.
Yeah. Well, and they teach, you know, they teach a lot of, they teach fiddle, and then they also teach other bluegrass instruments, too.
Right.
And I think that's really important to know that, you know, if you've been coming to the Opry, maybe bringing your kids or even yourself.
Right.
And you've been thinking to yourself, man, I'd like to play the banjo.
Yeah.
Or I'd like to learn fiddle or something. Let us know, because we can put you in contact with a lot of people who are teachers.
Yep.
We have, Toledo has a great bluegrass foundation.
Yep.
There are a lot of really good musicians in the area.
Very good musicians.
They can teach you anything you want to know about bluegrass.
Yep.
So
yep.
If you're looking for a dobro player or a bass or the fiddle, banjo, whatever,
yep.
You know, give us a call or, you know, email us. We'd be happy to help out and put you together with somebody that might be able to help you.
Oh, learn. Yeah, for sure.
So, and the Varbels have a great music store.
Yep.
And shot and music studio.
Right.
Where they're teaching music and all that. So,
yeah.
It's really cool.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, for sure. And then the main act was Lonesome County. And they did a great job, too.
Oh,
they were
they always do a good job.
Very entertaining. They've got a good mix and a good solid sound. They had a new fiddle player with them this time.
Yes.
Which they didn't have the last time they played here. So that was a lot of fun as well. I always liked the fiddle. I like the sound of it.
I do too.
Yeah.
I've been trying to learn the fiddle and it's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it is. I've heard it's one of the hardest instruments to learn how to play.
You'd think it wouldn't be as hard because it's only got such a short-necked instrument. You know,
right.
Like when I think about the banjo, there's like multiple octaves all up and down the neck. And the fiddle's just relatively a short little thing. But there's
sure.
So many cool, subtle nuances and the bowing techniques and all that other stuff. It's hard work.
Well, I believe it. I definitely
know.
Believe it.
I'd like to be a little further along than I am at the moment, but it just takes time.
Yeah,
that's right. So when I see, you know, these bands with these great fiddlers in it, I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
No, I really like
that. Yeah, that young man was really good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
They did a great job. Very entertaining, and the crowd really responded to them as well.
Let's hear something from them.
Sounds good to me.
Here's an Opry cut.
Okay, good.
This is one of my favorite songs to play with these guys. It's called Fool's Conversation. It's 4 in the morning, and I hear you packing gloves. No, you said you love me, but I never thought you would. Baby, sit down here beside me, maybe we could work this out. You're the one thing in my life I can never be without. It's a fool's conversation. You said love would last forever, now it's barely holding on. You could read my heart, know that you would see. Not a man out there can love you, have there's gotta be a way, something I can do or say to make you change your mind. Give it one more try. And it's a fool's conversation having here at dawn. You said love would last forever, now it's barely holding on. You could read my heart, know that you would see. Not a man out there can love you half as much as me.
Like we said, they did a wonderful job, and the crowd really got into it and was
definitely
loving it. So it was great to see. It was just an awfully good night.
You know, the Lonesome County is going to be playing at the Arc.
That's right, they are.
And I think that's quite a little feather in your cap type of thing.
Well, sure.
Because the Arc is predominantly more of a national venue. So when I see some of our regional bands actually being the main band even
right
at the Arc, that's impressive.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So I think you definitely need to really, you know, check it out. I think it's coming up pretty soon too. So yeah, if you enjoyed Lonesome County at the Opry, you might want to check out the arc.org and take a look. It's just up in Ann Arbor. Nice. It's a nice combination, you know, go have dinner, go see a great show, and help support bluegrass.
Yep. And they've had some really high profile bluegrass acts in there.
I mean,
Mountain Heart was just recently there, and Claire Lynch, her band is coming.
And I saw Del McCree there.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, we saw Cadillac Sky there.
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah.
Different.
Different, but...
it was a good show, though.
Yeah, it was. But, they've had a lot of really good musicians there, and for Lonesome County to be invited there is pretty
wonderful.
Neat.
Yeah, that's great.
For sure, so...
Let's hear another one.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
Oh,
take a second to mention our charity for that show.
Oh, yes.
The show charity was Habitat for Humanity.
Nice.
And so with the big crowd, we were able to give them a nice check.
Great.
And so that was very exciting. I think the audience really responded well to that, and the fact that they were able to give to the community and still see a great show. I mean,
I think it's great. Even the musicians like it.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
there
so too.
There hasn't been a single musician who's been like, "Well, that's cutting into my money."
Yeah, right.
Oh no,
no,
they love it. They love the idea.
They think it's great.
It's. I think it just proves that the bluegrass people are really good-hearted people.
Yeah, I think so too.
And the fans, they really like helping, and
yep.
You know, and I mean, you're always hearing about benefits and things. You know, we've played quite a few benefits for families that have, you know, had difficult times, or
right.
Charity groups and stuff like that. So, I think it's cool. Bluegrass
yeah.
likes to help.
Yeah, and I think it
it's
is
nice,
too.
It's a nice family sort of feel-good situation.
Yep. Yep, that's for sure. So it was a great show overall. I think everybody had a good time.
And I
it was
did.
A lot of fun. I did too. I'll tell you what, seeing that big crowd and everybody having a good time, it just makes you feel good.
Yeah.
So that was great.
So, well, cool.
Well, let's talk about the upcoming show.
Okay.
It's March 9th.
Yes.
Yep. The doors open at 6, as usual. Music starts at 7. And we're very excited about this show.
Because there's a storm coming.
Yeah. There's a,
and it's not a snowstorm.
No.
At least we hope not.
This is a good bluegrass storm.
It's Blue Storm.
Blue Storm is our main act. Great group of musicians and guys out of the Cincinnati, Kentucky area.
Down south.
Down south. And what a great bunch of guys. I mean, they're just great musicians. Blue Storm has a great sound. They're wonderful musicians and a lot of fun to watch, and they're very entertaining.
Oh yeah.
And very tight, you know.
I think they're one of the hidden gems of bluegrass, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you know, they blew us away when they came up here.
Yep.
I mean, we just, you know, we knew they were good and all, but you know, we hadn't really heard a whole lot about them, and you know, so we thought, well, they could open, and, you know, and they were gracious to come up here and open, even with their, like, what, 6 or 7 man band, you know?
Oh, yeah, for
and,
sure.
And it's like, we knew immediately, when they were even warming up, we're like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
These guys are awesome.
Very much so,
and so we're just so excited to be able to have them back as a main band, because it's quite obvious that they're a main band.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, they're good.
We had them here, they opened up, and... They only had a half hour, and like you,
it wasn't enough.
No, it was not enough. I mean, they just are that type of a band. They're very solid and tight and do a wonderful job, and we're very excited to have them. So I can't wait for them to get up on stage and play.
Well, I can't wait. Blue Storm's coming. Can we hear something from them?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
let's do that.
Here's a good one.
Okay.
Walk in the country with me.
CD. Yeah. I mean, they say it's like their favorite CD. I've listened to it. I'm like, this is some good stuff. There's no doubt about it.
They are very excited about them coming, and so are we.
Oh, yeah. I've watched all the YouTube videos of them, and I love them. Oh, I can't wait.
They're great. I can't wait to have them and watch them.
Let's hear something from the CD.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
I've been in this prison 20 years or more. I shot my woman with a 44. I'll be right here to my dying day. I've got 99 years and one dark day. So hard, I spend all day breaking rocks in the yard. I'll be ready to my dying day. I've got 99 years and one dark day. Ain't no singer that can sing a song. Convince that warden that I ain't wrong. His mind's made up, it's gonna stay that way. I've got 99 years and one dark day. I never learned to write. My whole life's been one big fight. I never heard about the righteous way. I've got 99 years and one dark day. Shot that woman with my 44. I'll be ready to my dying day. I've got 99 years, one dark day. I've got 99 years and one dark day.
And then the opening act is going to be a band out of Ann Arbor called Company of Strangers.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to hear them as well. They were telling me that they've been together, I think 12 years is what he said. So which is,
I like that.
Yeah.
And when I hear a band that's been together that long, it's like, I think that's marvelous.
Yeah.
I hope we get to that point.
Yeah,
sometime.
Me too.
It's, you know, because it's just good because you start to know. You know your fellow musicians, you know their families, you know how, you know, you get to play. Everybody kind of gets to know each other really well, and it so benefits the music.
Oh, for sure.
You know, it just makes it effortless. It's easy to play, and you just know.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it shows, too.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, I've seen bands, you know, they're really good, but they, you know, they just got put together and stuff. There's always these little... Oh, you know, they could be tighter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, and, you know, so many times it's just difficult to hold a band together for any period of time. They, you know, people get busy with their lives and have to quit or they move on to other bands. And so it just seems like all the time you see a band and then 6 months later you see them, they got somebody else playing with them.
Oh,
and
sure.
Different things like that.
We've
so
gotten through that to a degree.
Yeah, yes,
I
we
think
have.
We're stable now.
I hope so.
I hope so, yeah. But
it's just really neat to see a band that's been together for a long time.
Well, like, you know, I think of in the local region, I think of like the Hand Hewn Band.
Right.
They've been together for like 13 years, 14 years.
Sure.
You know, I think that's
long
admirable.
Yep.
The Rock Bottom Boys, they've been together, you know, quite a long time. And I think that's good. You know, it's good for the music.
Oh, yeah,
and,
definitely.
So, you know, when I hear of a band that's been together that long, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
And let's hear something from him.
Okay, that sounds good.
Well, Casey Jones was mighty man, now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. Started ringing the bell, everybody hung around to tell. Casey Jones was coming to town on a 6-8 wheel that's flat on the ground. I made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie as he rode down the line.
They are
good
great.
Stuff.
They are great. I can't wait for them to get here.
I hope
March.
They're working on a new CD or something. That'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. I hope so too.
But even not. It's
yeah,
still
right.
Good.
That's right. March 9th is the date.
Yes.
They will be there. Doors open at 6. And the show starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really and excited.
Only $10.
About it. Only $10 at
and
the door.
And kids 15 and under are free.
Free. That's
so bring all your little neighborhood friends.
Yep. Yeah.
It'd be kind of nice if they belong to you.
Yeah, yeah. You
but
don't want to bring.
Still. But yeah. Still, you know, hey, encouraging kids into bluegrass, I think, is a good thing.
Always a good thing.
You know, and so
that's
definitely,
right.
You don't have to worry now if you've got a big old family, you know, how you're going to get everybody in because it's just you and the missus or whatever.
That's right.
Come on in and bring your kids with you.
That's for sure.
It's a good family show.
Yep. Well, I wanted to talk real quickly about the charity that we're going to have,
okay,
too.
Okay, great.
As you know, we started doing a charity starting in January, and it's been going very well. Last month was Habitat for Humanity. And
neat.
Now this particular charity I'm very excited about for personal reasons, because I've been touched by them, but also because the representative that I've been dealing with for them has just been wonderful. He's been great to deal with, and he's
cool.
Very excited about it. But that's Hospice of Northwest Ohio.
Oh, that's
and,
a good group.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. I think, you know, you probably would be hard-pressed to run into somebody that hasn't been touched by them in one way or another, whether it be through a family member or a friend or an uncle, which is my uncle, they took care of him. But just about everybody has been involved with them in one form
wonderful.
Or another.
Yeah.
And I think it's great, and it's a good way to give back to them.
Definitely.
And say, hey, thanks. We appreciate you and appreciate you being here for our loved ones. So.
Well, they're there at a time when the family is having a tough time, you know, and so just having them there, it's like it's sad to hear that they have to be called in.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a big relief because you're like, you
very
know,
comforting.
They're
yeah.
going to take care of things.
Yep.
You know, they're going to be there for guidance. They're going to be extra pair of helping hands. They're there to take a little of the stress off of the time.
Well, that's right.
That's rough, you know.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be really great to have them
yeah.
out. And, you know, bluegrass people love to help.
Yeah,
I think
they
it's
sure
really
do.
Cool. So
yep.
The musicians have been excited about it. And, you know, the fans. And I just think it's just cool. It's really cool.
Yeah. And I'm excited for us to be able to give back to the community
mm-hmm.
like that. That's really great.
That's cool. Hey, should we talk about what we did today?
Yeah, sure. That would be great.
We had the greatest, I think it was a cool opportunity. We actually got to be on a radio show.
Yes.
That's going to be airing in the next, you know, month or so.
Right.
With Rob Thomas
yep.
on Toledo Today.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
cool.
It was great.
So we went down to the radio station and, you know.
Did an interview.
Interview.
Yeah, and we did it with our friend from Score.
Score.
Which is a group of volunteer businessmen, successful
yes.
businessmen, who take on some businesses that maybe aren't doing
sure.
so well or just getting started
help,
up.
You know, yeah,
need a little advice and whatnot. These are seasoned, veteran, successful businessmen who have stepped
yes.
in, and it's all volunteer.
I think it's awesome. It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
You know, if you have a business, you need to talk to these people, because I also have a small business, and now Mike's going to be helping me with my small business too.
I think that's
and,
great.
You know, you can't pay enough for this kind of wisdom to
no.
help you out, because it's wonderful. But it's leaving me speechless.
Well, it's just great that they're willing to step in and help out businesses, because it gives to the community in ways that are lasting. Well, I think it's great because these guys have gotten together and they advise businesses, and that helps the community.
Oh yeah,
for the long run.
Well, it helps even with, you know, the more successful businesses in the area. Like, I didn't realize this, but Mike was saying that, was it like about 70 or 80% of the jobs in any given, you know, larger area are supplied through small businesses. And,
yeah.
you know, entrepreneurs who are out there in the trenches taking a chance,
right?
You know,
yeah.
And
yep.
so it's really cool to have this organization that's there to help these businesses to succeed, because it helps the community ultimately as well.
Well, that's right.
So
that's for
it
sure.
was just cool. So it was neat to be able to be the chosen, you know, interviewees.
Right.
From the pool of all the people they help.
Yeah.
We definitely. Got picked.
We got picked and we're able to go on and talk about the Opry and talk about what we do and how it happens and all that. And it's a great opportunity for exposure for us. It helps SCORE as well, too.
Yeah, it was like a kind of nice thing because we get to like sort of say thank you to SCORE a little bit publicly, how much they've helped us out.
Yeah.
And so we will know when the airings are. And as soon as I know, I'll put them up on the website.
Great.
I may even do a little email blast just to let people have a chance to hear it. It should be fun. It was a half an hour show.
Yeah, it was great.
You know, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I hope we get a lot of exposure out of it so we can turn even more people on to good bluegrass shows and the bluegrass scene in general. So,
hey, it benefits everybody.
Sure does.
You know, the Opry being successful helps all the musicians in the area. I mean, Toledo's got a huge amount of bluegrass people.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, I can't believe how many jams and, you know, gatherings and bands. There's probably eight or nine bands in the area alone.
Yep. And a lot of really good musicians, good bluegrass musicians all over the place.
Sure. And so, you know, the more exposure we can get to the area and the more people, because we still have people coming up to us and go, I didn't know this was going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Or they're like, I didn't know there were jams in the area. I didn't know things were going on.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, wow, where have you been?
It's true.
There's so much going on.
That's very true.
And so the more people we can get to, you know, experience this great music that we love, and it's just good for everybody.
It sure is. And that's very exciting.
And you got a great phone call today, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a phone call from a reporter for the Ohio Magazine.
Ooh.
And they're doing an article on the music scene in Toledo.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is really great. And they thought highly enough of us to ask us what our show is about and how our show works and all that stuff.
Oh,
so
neat.
I had a very long interview with her, and she's going to spotlight all of the music scene in Toledo.
Right.
But we're going to be one of the venues that are going to be included in that.
Oh, that's so neat.
Which I think is really great.
Wow. So it was a good media day for the Opry, that's for sure.
Yeah, it definitely was.
Stuff like this helps because, you know, I mean, people may think it's just this once a month thing, but we work on the Opry pretty much all month long. We send out press releases to the newspapers. We're always kind of finagling to get, you know, media exposure if we can. We maintain the websites. We do the podcasts. We have an email list.
Right.
We have a newsletter. You know, it's an ongoing thing.
Yeah,
definitely
is.
There's a lot of work involved.
There is a lot of work.
And we're all volunteering. You know, this is all just something we just really like to do. So it's great when the media sort of recognizes that and sort of reflects it and then gives us a little of their time.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. So
well, and it helps so much because, if we can get an article in a paper or exposure on the radio or TV, it's so important to keep us going and keep the Opry alive, so that the more people that know we're out there, the better our chances of staying afloat. So
great.
That's what we're always looking for.
Good for bluegrass.
That's right.
Good for Toledo.
That's for sure.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, make sure you visit I know you're already on the website because you're listening to the podcast.
That's right.
However,
and
when you get done listening to the podcast, go back into the website and kind of look around because there's now a blog on there, correct?
There's a magazine-style blog, it's called, with lots of news and, you know, goodies. I'm still kind of getting it rolling a little bit, but it's going to have, like, you know, videos and all kinds of things on there. And I think there might even be a contest on there pretty soon, too.
Wow.
We might be having a little contest for a few tickets and some things like that. So,
well, good.
But we want you to understand that blog is going to be a great way for us to get information out quickly and, you know, talk about the show and also our charities.
Yep.
There's links to the charities.
Yep.
And we probably, I'd like to put a few spotlights of the bands and just, you know, sort of make it really interesting for people to know what's going on with the Opry and the Opry bands.
Yep, definitely. That's for sure.
Cool.
So, yeah, definitely. Get back out when you get away from us. Go and check out the site because there's a lot of neat stuff on there. So.
Cool. Well, I think it's about wrapping it up
about time. About time to wrap it up. We covered everything. Yeah. March 9th is the date. Mark it in your calendar.
Be sure you're there, because you know you don't want to be the one standing around at a jam like a day or two later and hear everybody yakking and talking about how great the Opry was last night.
Yeah.
And you were at home, like, you know, whatever, watching TV or something. Or
taking a nap.
You're going to be like, oh, shoot, I should have been there. Yeah. And they're going to be annoying, because
that's right.
They're going to be, yik, 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 yik. They're going to be like me.
Yeah.
Well, no.
You said it, I did not.
I know, they're going to be just like so excited and so happy, because they're going to be like, wow.
Yeah.
What a great night. Yep. And you're going to be standing there going, gee, I should have went.
That's right.
Ugh.
Well, mark it down in your calendar. Make sure you don't do that. Mark it down in your calendar, March 9th. Doors open at 6.
Show at 7.
Show at 7 o'clock.
It's going to be a good one. And only
$10.
$10. Kids under 15.
For a great show. Two bands.
Helping out.
And you're helping out. Hospice of Northwest Ohio.
I think we got this down pretty good.
Yeah, I think that's a great opportunity for you to get out and enjoy yourself.
So. It's going to be a nice day, too.
Yep.
I'm predicting it.
Yeah, okay. Well,
it's going to be a nice weather.
We'll
little
see.
March, springtime.
We'll remember you said that, and we'll see if we...
Got to think positively, Jeff.
Positive. Oh, you know what? There's one more thing we have to talk about before we get done.
Okay.
We got to talk about our big May 1st show.
Oh, that's right.
That's coming up.
We almost forgot.
This is not a Glass City Opry event.
Technically,
it's not a Glass City Opry.
No.
But it is a Glass City Opry sponsor.
It's a special event.
Yes. That's right.
That's what it is.
Yep. It's May 1st.
May 1st.
Which, if you look at your calendar, happens to be
a Friday.
That's
how cool
right.
is that?
Yep.
We've heard a lot of people have wondered, why do you have the Opry on a Monday?
Yep.
And we've told the story, and everybody knows the story. It's because, well, we get the opportunity of catching some of the national acts when they're coming through town. Plus, we're kind of a niche music, guys. You know, we've been around long enough to see what happens. Bluegrass on the weekends kind of gets a little shoved out.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, there's a lot of good things going on. The music scene in Toledo's big.
Right.
And
right.
so we kind of said, man, if we're going to make this work, we need a good study date, good study time. And there ain't nothing going on Monday.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great, you know, go to work, have a crappy old Monday day. You have something good to look forward to.
That's right.
It's the Opry.
Yep, that's for sure. However, we're going to try one on Friday night.
Yes.
May 1st. It's going to be a local band show.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be three bands.
Yes.
There's going to be North End String Band.
Yes.
Which we just had at the Opry.
Right.
Had a wonderful crowd for them, and they did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And then Han Hume.
String Band.
String Band is going to be here. May 1st,
yes.
And if you don't know, our sound guy is actually part of
Jerry,
their band.
This is Jerry's band, and they've been around for a good long time, and
long
I can't
time.
Wait to see them up on the Opry.
Yep.
It's going to be fun.
Yep. And then the third band is going to
be,
what's their name?
Oh, some kind of band, something about water.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Deep Water.
Oh, yeah, that's our band. I forgot.
Yeah, okay.
Already, yeah.
Shameless promotion. But
Deep Water Bluegrass will be there
playing
as well. And that, as you, some of you know, some of you don't, that is our band.
Yes.
So we're very excited about it. And we hopefully you'll show up.
Yeah.
You know,
well, it's going to be an opportunity for people to see what it might be like to have an Opry on the weekend.
Yep.
And it's only going to be $10.
Right.
And each of the bands going to play for a good long time. So we've got the theater all the way till, I think, like 11 o'clock.
Right.
So we're going to just have a good old ring in the spring kind of May Day celebration. I think it's a bring a date night.
Yeah, that would be
your
a good
family,
thing.
Bring your friends.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
It will
we're
be
have a
lot
good time.
Of fun. Yep.
It's only $10, too.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Like
it's
I said,
a good...
Good local
three good
bands.
Good local bands, and get a good night out on the and watch bluegrass. So
it's gonna be fun.
I think it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So anyway, all right, now we can wrap it up.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, don't forget to check out the website.
Right.
And we'll put some goodies up there.
Right. March 9th. I hate to keep saying it, but I'm gonna keep
March
saying
9th,
it.
March 9th. March 9th.
Yeah. March 9th is the show date. The next show, Blue Storm. and open
it
up for them.
It'd be great if we could have 250 people there.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
That would
be 350
fantastic.
Would be even nicer.
Well, of course it would be.
It would be wonderful. But we'll, hey, you know what? We really appreciate the audience.
Yeah.
You know, it all boils down to, I mean, we can spend all this time working on this, that, and the other, but in the end, it's the audience, and we really do appreciate you guys for coming out.
Oh, yeah. You guys are the driving force behind the Glass City Opera, and there are no two ways to get around that. Not even one way to get around it.
No. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep.
But anyways, I think it's time for us to sign off here.
Yep.
And get this one wrapped up.
That's right. So for the Glass City Opry Showcase, I'm Jeff Birdwell.
I'm Sherry Checkle.
Have a good night. Good day. Good evening.
Bye.
Bye.
The Glass City Opry Showcase is a project of Progress Production, and all rights are reserved. For more information, you can check our website at www.glasscityopry.com.